Do some of your workers work harder at not working than simply doing the work that you've assigned? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and in today's Leader Feeder, I want to look at how do you tackle the fact that some workers work harder at not working. You may have seen this in your working career. You know, someone takes so much effort to simply do the bare minimum. Here are three examples that might be hard to believe, but they're actually true. In one case, an employee would show up for work, punch in, then leave, come back and punch out. Got away with that for 10 years, so got paid for not working for 10 years. Another employee got on the payroll of his company, never showed up for work for 25 years. The only reason he got caught was when he put in for his pension and it was declined. He actually raised a fuss and ended up getting his pension because they figured it wasn't his fault that nobody kept track of him over the years. And one more practical example is in one of our customers, one of the employees was walking the production floor, always holding this piece of industrial hose in his hand. And the engineering manager went down and said, "I notice that you walk around the plant holding this piece of hose. What is your job?" The guy finally broke down and admitted that all he really did is wander the plant holding this piece of hose, looking like he had a job when really he didn't have any. So what should a leader do with an employee who is always trying to avoid work? Well, here's a few tips. First of all, set clear expectations. Know how much work is expected to be completed and in what kind of time frame. Second, pay attention. Notice whether the work is being completed at the pace that you expect. And third, provide feedback and consequences. You would need to have a conversation about it. So many people will try to see what they can get away with, but you as a leader, by noticing things and having conversations and giving feedback and consequences, will show that they can't get away with doing the bare minimum. And perhaps the last and most important is after you see a change in behavior, make sure you acknowledge it with some positive feedback and praise. And above all, be seen as fair and consistent with your team. It doesn't do any good to expect one level of effort and work from one person and not have it be the same with all the rest of the people in your team. Once you've learned how to make sure that employees can't get away with doing the bare minimum, you'll want to work on some of your other leadership skills. And of course, you can do that by accessing our Frontline Leadership Program, which is delivered on site or in public workshops, or maybe some of the books and videos that we offer on our website at uniquedevelopment.com. On social media, connect with us on LinkedIn, on Twitter, or on Facebook. Just search us out at Frontline Leader.